From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium authorities say the number of people killed in last week's attacks in Brussels has been revised down to 32, excluding the three suicide bombers. They say all of the victims from Tuesday's bombings have been identified. They include 17 Belgians and 15 foreigners. At least 90 people remain hospitalized. The United States, meanwhile, is saying more should be done to increase intelligence sharing in Europe. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the recent attacks in Brussels are a reminder of how important it is for the basic fundamentals of intelligence and national security procedures to be followed. The United States has ordered military families to leave parts of Turkey. The Pentagon and the State Department said they decided dependents not assigned to Chief of Mission Authority should leave Incirlik Air Base, Izmir, and Mula. Peter Cook is a U.S. spokesman.
This decision allows for the deliberate, safe return of family members from these areas due to continued security concerns in the region.
U.S. officials say the evacuation is not permanent. The World Health Organization announced Tuesday that the Ebola outbreak in West Africa no longer qualifies as an extraordinary event. While the disease is no longer thought to be a public health threat, officials with the WHO are still urging those countries that were affected to be vigilant. The WHO acknowledges that a small number of new clusters of Ebola cases are still occurring in Guinea, but Sierra Leone and Liberia have not experienced any new cases in months. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford, says he believes that Russian intervention in Syria propped up the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The general of the U.S. military says the U.S. military is facing a number of challenges. This is VOA News.